advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Hey guys,
what's going on?
Nothing.
What the fuck is that?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know.
What are you talking about, Brian? We've been doing this show for I don't know how long, and I sound the same in every episode.
We do it a couple times a week.
Every time.
You got a little throaty over there. Take a drink.
My Brian Posehn impression. I don't know who that is. Brian Posehn? Brian Posehnberg? What's his name? Brian Sopan? Brian Posehn. Brian Posehn. Brian Posehn. Pam. Bam. Bam. Bam.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. What's he from?
He's a comedian. All goofy guy. Brian Posehn? Posehn? What's his name? You sons of bitches.
You got me. You know, Brian Posehn's.
Brian Posehn's.
Hey there, piggy.
Talks like that.
Yeah.
My name's Brian Posehn's.
No, that's a pretty good impression, though.
That is pretty good.
I didn't know it.
I've never heard
that. I would say you clawed yourself out of the coffin, pulled yourself out of the grave, and you're Jim Henson.
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
I thought you were saying, and I'm Brian Posehn's.
Yeah. You're Brian. Yeah. You could be also.
In addition to.
Now I got to look it up.
Please do.
How do we not know our comedians?
Is it spelled strange? Like it's PSA?
Brian Posehn. Oh, yeah. There it is. P-O-S-E-H-N, Posehn, Brian Posehn's.
Let me see a picture of him.
You fucking know Brian Posehn's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what you're doing now. Yeah, he's on Big Bang Theory. He's a geologist.
Yeah.
He's always depressed.
Yeah.
So my phone suddenly says 5GE on it.
Oh, shit.
Because of the speed. Uh-oh.
What network are you on, Verizon?
I'm on AT&T. And I just got 84 down, 29 up.
Mine doesn't.
Are you
say
on
that.
My Wi-Fi though?
No.
Jesus Christ! 29 up,
84 down.
Man, yeah.
I'm just gonna hook that to my
fuck
motherfucker,
dude.
I'm gonna hook my internet up to that.
I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah, I wonder if I got that at the house.
It'll use your like 6 gigs, and then it'll start to regulate.
I have 22 gigs.
That'll go quick though, dude.
Yeah,
it will.
Yeah,
it will.
I'm about to kill AT&T as well. Like I was going to Google Fi like 3 days ago. I had everything all set just to hit like go on Google Fi, and now you're showing me this 5G shit over here. I don't care. Fuck what AT&T. I'm going to Google Fi.
Google Fi.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's Google's phone service.
Hmm.
Super cheap. Like they're
using AT&T's network.
They stop.
You know that?
Yeah,
right?
It just switches to That's what I'm saying. It just switched to Wi-Fi. Like my bill will be like $125 for 4 phones.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super good. Like, they don't charge you app. It's really weird. It doesn't make any sense. They charge you $10 per gig until you hit 6 gigs, and then it's just free after that.
Hmm.
Does that make any sense? That's weird, right? It seems like too nice. And there's
really,
no hidden shit.
Not really,
it's exactly
because
what it's supposed to be.
If you don't use it, you're paying for what you use.
Right. No, if
and
you
if
don't use
more,
it, they give you the money back. They downcharge you. Like if you choose a 3 gig plan, but you only use one.
It's because that's why, because there's a lot of people who won't use it.
Right.
And then there's a lot of people who use more. So they have that extra room to
get. The other thing is about Google is
more.
I think it's a misnomer to say it's like there's no hidden things because Google is making money off of your phone.
No, I'm just saying your bill will be what your bill
should
be.
No, your bill will
be
what your
bill
should be.
Where my cell phone bill is never what it's supposed to be.
They're going
to
be selling all of your fucking shit.
Yeah, probably.
Making money. They're going to watch every fucking
You're
going to
have
thing.
So
but
many
But that's already
ads.
Happening when you search.
No, I know. I'm not saying, they're doing it anyway.
You know what's mad? You know what's maddening to me? You know why I'm mad? You know why mad I am?
Humans?
Huh? You want to know?
Let's hear it.
Why mad I am? Because I was looking. So you get all these fucking ads, right?
Right.
You get the ads, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, okay, ad. And you're like, oh, that one's kind of cool. Like, that's a cool ad. You know what I mean? I'm not mad about
nice
that
ad.
One.
Right.
Yeah. That's a, yeah. You got nice ads there.
I like the
font. Yeah. Yeah. And then like, and then you're trying to go back to that ad and it's changed. It's gone. It's no longer there in your feed.
I hate
you can't find it anymore.
I hate when you open Instagram and you're like, oh, that's fucking cool. And you try to get it and it like refreshes your feed.
Yep.
To like 2 hours. And you're like, yeah, no telling where that was right. at. That was a cool guitar. It's gone.
Somebody had something on there. Yeah. You don't know where it's at anymore.
I have a different problem with the cool ads because I'll see an ad.
What's that, Dave?
I'm halfway interested in an ad. Mm-hmm. So I just pause. Mm-hmm. I don't click. I don't tap.
And it changes.
No. And now that's all I fucking get.
Oh, because
the system knows I linger. Like, instead of just flick, 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 it knows there was a flick, pause.
Yep.
Flick. And it saw the pause. And now all I get is ads for that fucking stupid shit. And then, so like, sometimes I have to, like, I'll see some random ad and I'm like, I guess that ad doesn't look so bad. I'm going to click on that so that that's the ad I see for the next week. Cause I'm sick of seeing these fucking ads. Like that's consciously funny. Click on ads just to make sure.
Go in just like when
I'm
you're
just
walking
counting
around
over here, we're on 47, I think.
Ads?
When you're walking around, just start talking about random items because then it'll start popping up in your phone. So huge dildos. Google. Okay, Google. Huge dildos.
I guess you almost got someone like a week ago.
I got Terry.
Blue waffles or something.
Oh, the blue waffles?
Yeah, someone had dive across their front room to like fucking hit the thing.
Someone who would do that? Okay, Google, blue waffles.
Echo, did you see, did anyone see the message? I think it was on Facebook. Someone sent us a message and they were on a college basketball trip and everyone on the bus was asleep and the national alert thing came on. The fucking nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah.
And they woke up in a panic in the middle of the night and everyone was asleep and they started checking on their phone trying to find shit and then they couldn't find it and then they fucking like said, okay, well, just calm down. Nothing you can do. Like, you're on a bus. And they went zen. They went like fucking penguin in
ice
cave.
They thought they were
going to
die?
Fell back asleep because he was like, I don't know. It just hasn't been announced yet. Missiles incoming, whatever. Fell asleep and then woke up and got off the bus into his car and kind of forgot. And then the Bluetooth synced to his car and it immediately did it again and he panicked and called his girlfriend. And it was like incoming missile because it just continued where it left off. But then he realized when he called that it stopped. So it was cutting off his Bluetooth.
You know what's funny is if that only got two people in the world, it was completely worth it, though.
Yeah, we should give a shout out, but I think he has a crazy name. I'll find it, though.
It was completely worth it. Just like I said, even if we got two people, like one, okay, like that's guaranteed, but two in the world.
I also think that we should contact what the Indians call a woo-woo or whatever that was. What was that about?
That was so weird.
I'm going to call that number, star 60 or whatever it is to block, though, and find out.
I got called by a plus 0000000000 number.
We got
was it the Illuminati?
I don't know. I didn't answer.
They're probably going to invite you.
So we got an email, though, and this guy claims to have proof that like aliens are capturing people and luring them with gold or something crazy.
Yes.
And
for the
pictures
missing
and video.
411.
Yeah. So
which is not. I mean, it's pretty
so that
highly
the basketball
likely,
story was Terron, T-E-R-O-N.
Okay.
It's the best I could do. There's your shout out, buddy. Yeah. But it's pretty funny.
That's done. So we have a
we do
whiskey to try. It is Cavalan whiskey. It is from the one and only Sammy Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm trying to see some sort of detail about it.
But the way it wraps around the bottle, it actually says Amy Walls.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't see any details about it. Like what type
it's like from fucking.
It's a whiskey.
Hong Kong, San Francisco, some weird shit.
It's the box? No, not that, Brent. I'm not talking to you. I'm fucking talking to you.
Yeah, imported.
Talk to Dave and I'll talk to
from
him.
From San Francisco, California. But then something on this shit said, look at Dave just reaching. He's like, stop talking and clank me. Would you do? How does do research, Dave?
It's officially recognized by the emperor of the Qin dynasty in the year of 1809. This is some sort of.
But it comes out of Frisco, so it must be Chinatown. Chinatown dynasty.
Yeah.
It's actually just a restaurant.
Yeah. It pairs well with Rice-A-Roni.
It's made in Taiwan.
It says bottled.
No, right here. Yeah. It says distilled, matured, and bottled by King Car Cavalan Distillery, Yalan, Taiwan.
Oh.
So there you go. good on the you for Taiwanese reading, Brent. Whiskey.
Yalan, Taiwan used to do my mom's hair.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, boys. Before I even swallowed, it had a different, that was really different.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. That is really all
that is
the, place.
That is, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not bad.
No,
it's
not at all.
Strange.
There's nothing bad going on.
No, it's
on.
Super smooth. But as soon as I took it and it was
it's
on
like
my palate.
It's peppery.
As soon as it hit my palate though, like before you even like proceeded to drink it, it had this like, you could taste it, but you didn't taste it yet. Like it was really weird.
It's peppery.
I want to go again.
Sweet.
I'm trying to be good. We've got a long way to go.
That's different. Yeah. That's probably one of the most different whiskeys I've ever had.
That's really good though.
It is good. Thank you, Sammy.
They're going to put that on there. The most different whiskey I've ever had, Brad Taylor.
That's it. I mean, that's the best quote you could possibly get.
It's nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sammy.
That is, yeah. You bitch.
I shared hamburgers with Sammy. We locked arms. Like wedding. We did the wedding cake thing. Yeah. Before he married his wife, I married Sammy.
Before he met me, he never wore a robe.
That's
guess
true.
What? Now he's got a robe with his name on it.
Yeah. That's how that goes.
That's what happens when you go to meetups.
Mm-hmm.
You change. You change. You're a different person when you fucking leave.
Do we have a question or a winner?
Both. And a Skull Member of the Month.
Mm, that's too much.
Okay. Backing off. So Josh Ledbetter, he says he screams like a girl every time he gets his hair cut. He says his hair has feelings too, and only he can molest it. So I'm guessing his hair's long. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you imagine if it hurt to get your hair cut?
That would suck.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts to shave sometimes, you know?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes it hurts when you cut your down their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Pinch yourself with the clippers or something. Like in the ball.
You got to put the guard on. You can't, yeah. can't do no guard.
Yeah.
Know, some of those wrinkles will fit right,
you learn.
Right in that slot. Yeah.
Yeah. You learn.
There has been blood.
When and where do you guys get your anal glands expressed?
No.
He says that he's been looking for a place to do it for months, but has had no luck, only Petco, and he doesn't want to go there.
I'm embarrassed to go to Petco anymore, so I call a place called Paparazzi. And
is it like a mobile?
It's a mobile grooming, yeah.
Mobile
yeah.
grooming, come out and express your anal glands. I've never had it done.
Oh, you haven't lived.
I do it myself with a hot rock treatment.
Nice. You save it?
How do you place the hot rocks? Do you like put one on your taint? And like, how do you, is there like a bag you put them in or something?
It involves five rocks.
I wasn't ready for that.
I invite you to go home, spread open, and do the geometry of where those five rocks go.
There's a star. It's a star for sure.
Yeah, because when you use the five hot rocks, you get them all in place. And really,
isn't that a song?
All it takes is one. And then it's just out.
Five hot rocks. That's where that song came from.
Yeah.
I keep mine in a little essential oil jars. Depends on what you ate. It's like if you had asparagus, you know, you know how it goes.
Yeah. I get my coffee espressed every morning, but that's something different.
So the question started with that haircut thing. And I think last week we mentioned the barbershop scenario. The spread of barbershops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took. The differences.
Bond's had his haircut before at a, what I will call saloon. But we never took him to a barbershop, and we took him to a legit barbershop, Blackboard.
It took me forever to figure out what saloon was. I don't know why that took so long.
I said that on the cowboy episode. Yeah. I was confusing salon and saloon.
I got it now.
Anyway,
I got it.
But Blackboard Barbershop, walked in there, whole row of barbers.
Are they black
cool
dudes? Or?
No, it wasn't
a mixture. Barbershop.
Was it Eddie?
Is it the
Chad?
I don't know if I've been there. Chad's a white guy. For
Eddie,
sure.
Eddie, both his kids go to Camarillo.
Eddie's Mexican.
And they had a couple of our stickers up. So someone somewhere listens.
Where's Blackboard Barbershop?
It's right
a couple
here.
Of blocks away.
Yeah.
How many barbershops are there over here? There's a lot.
There's a few.
It was cool. It was a cool experience. Cool music, cool guys. Like,
yeah, they're cool.
It was a good experience.
Did he get his beard trimmed and all that?
He did. He got his beard trimmed. If we weren't running late to get home, I probably would have sat down and gotten shaved and stuff myself. So,
Yeah. Well, that's.
He didn't fuss? He made it through?
No, he just chilled.
It's impressive.
Yeah. My son loves getting his hair cut.
Really?
Fucking loves it. Yeah.
He goes where there's like a little car you sit in or something? Mm-hmm. Or just regular chair?
I take him with me. I go to Great Clips. Mm-hmm. Make an appointment online.
Right.
You walk in there. And if it's a lady that I don't like that's going to cut my hair, I walk the fuck out.
Right.
You just walk out. You don't go, I'm going to wait for Sally.
Nope.
Wow.
No.
And you just, so you roulette it. You just keep spinning the wheel. Yeah. You just show up.
No, nah, normally.
Show up on a Thursday. I'm
really picky. Like, because I cut my own hair. And if you can't cut my hair better than I can cut my own hair, there's a fucking problem.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So there's only been one time where I was unhappy with, and it wasn't like my hair was bad. It's just, I was unhappy with it. Like it was high on one side. I didn't like it.
Right.
And so
it was a humid day too. So, I mean,
yeah,
it was flat.
Yeah. So like her titties, but, I just didn't like it. And so like, but that was only one time. And like from then I've had multiple people cut my hair and usually I don't like that, you know, like, cause they all do it different, but for the most part it's been fine. So, but he goes in there, sits in a chair just like normal and gets a haircut. He loves it. So, the Techo winner, if you don't know what the Techo winner is, it's somebody who wins the hot box or hot sack from us for posting something.
The last three Techo boxes. Yeah.
Related on social media.
Right.
And this time, and again, I don't know if this person's won or not before, but they won again. If they didn't, if they did, then whatever. It's Daniel Rangel.
No, they never won.
Okay. Daniel Rangel, congratulations. You won the hot dick.
Yeah. Nice.
I have 173 hot sacks memorized.
Do you?
He never won.
Okay. Oh, nice. No. You got them all memorized.
And he had what I like to call black chick taco.
Mm. Oh. What was that?
It was chicken tacos with black. And that's the only reason he wanted
it. It had purple cabbage, though.
Purple cabbage.
Yeah. On black corn tortillas.
Yes. Yeah. And the only reason really he won is because he didn't even make the food, but he used black. And pretty much that's just a solid win in my book.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
I had some green today.
Did you?
The jalapeno green, not the habanero green.
Mm.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah, I keep fucking giving away the triple X. I don't have triple X.
Be careful with the jalapeno green.
Why?
Because that'll make your butt sing.
No, not mine, sir.
Not anymore?
I had a steel tube inserted in my anus.
Mm.
Just for fun. It has nothing to do with hot sauce.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it had nothing to do with it.
But it helps.
Yeah.
But it helps. Yeah, does it have a flange on the end?
Yeah, as well. Like, it'll slip flanged up there if you don't. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like a bugle, like a little bugle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made it on a conduit.
It had conduit flare.
Yeah. Got it at Floyd's, hammered it out.
Yeah. Huh. That's
so what are we talking about?
Sculpt member of the month. Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not there yet. We're still, I mean, it's only 18 minutes into this.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know us better than that.
Yeah.
You know me better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Bajas, sculpt member of the month. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right.
Yeah. Right enough.
All right. Sounds good to me.
We're saying it wrong, I invite him to be a little bitch and get on social media and tell us how wrong we are.
With the voice memo.
Yeah, the voice memo.
It's Tyler Bajas.
Tyler Bajas. Boss Hog. Tyler Boss Hog.
There you go. There it is. Boss Hog. Done. That's it.
Tyler Bajow.
Bajows.
The S is silent.
Yeah. The H is silent. Mm-hmm. Boss. Silent. Anyway, I wonder if he laughs like that.
We actually put the silent letter in there by maintaining silence for 1 second.
Yeah,
for the duration of the enunciation.
It's Japanese culture.
Duration of the enunciation.
Yeah.
It's an alphabetical. Yeah.
Preparation.
H.
So he came from a long lineage of sexual healers.
Mm.
His great-great-great-grandmother started a chicken and brothel house back in the 1800s. And the legacy continues and has now changed to include men into the craft of sexual healing. He loves it when you wave your wand over his well of healing, they call it,
mm-hmm.
before placing the wand into the well. So
you say chicken and brothel or chicken and waffle?
Chicken and brothel.
It's like chicken and brothels.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what it is. Remember, we were going to start a restaurant. Where are you going? You're not paying for the prostitute. You're paying for the food.
Right.
Prostitute is the after dinner man.
But also there's the sex thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's just there. It just happens.
Right.
They have the opportunity to say no. What's wrong with you?
I need to make a note.
What kind of a note?
Stuff. I got a pen. Cool. I was thinking about the sculpt member thing. I have a project that I'm dropping the ball on. I got to keep doing it. Pin. As soon as I'm done jerking off, I'll get the pin out of my pocket. There we go.
Need a pin. He's got
Dave's got 380.
What the fuck is the remote for? Oh, the colors for the sign. Yeah. No, that's all I got.
So when we're done with taking notes over here.
Are we talking about black people today? It's Black History Month.
It is Black History Month.
Better be talking about black people. Because the only black people I mentioned so far was the black chick tacos, which that's a thing.
We're talking about black people, and we're talking about black people getting fucked over by the man.
Well,
this makes me question a lot.
You know, it does. That's why I don't get the
flu shot.
Yeah.
I'm tired of everybody saying that only one race or the other gets fucked over by the man, because it happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every fucking body.
Yeah. You don't think poor white people get fucked over by the man?
Or middle class, regular white people, such as myself?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Piece of shits. Anyway.
So the Tuskegee experiment.
Fucking planes and buildings. That's all I'm going to say. Just put that out there. Planes and buildings. Remember that. Government.
Okay.
Not you. I'm talking to the government. I just want to say, I want Timothy McVeigh. You fucking remember that Oklahoma City bombing. Just think about that for a minute, government. Think about it. Let it soak in.
What's happening?
Go ahead, Dave.
Tuskegee experiment. The Tuskegee experiment was officially called the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male. And it was a secret experiment that was done by the U.S. Public Health Service for 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
And the
that's
summary.
Kind of amazing that there is a progression of stages over those years.
And that's a long fucking time.
Like, right. It actually changes to different. It's, you would think you would just be fucking dead.
Right.
Like, something should manifest much sooner than that.
Right.
If you leave any ailment untreated for a year, it should be, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, I have pneumonia. Yeah. Going to die.
Yeah.
So these people had the illness.
Not all of them.
Okay. Not all of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to say, like, so they weren't given the illness, right?
Yes.
They were given the illness.
Yeah, they put out, like, ads that said there was going to be free special treatment. Like, all these people are sharecroppers.
But they weren't given the illness.
Some of them were, yeah. Some of them, they dripped, like, syphilis into the tip of their penis. They injected it into spinal taps.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
This has changed things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, I watched a couple documentaries.
So some, and that's why I was confused. So some were given the illness and some had the illness
already.
They
had some people that had it. Yeah. And so at that point in time, they didn't have a cure yet. They were giving people arsenic treatment, something called 606.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sweet.
Bismuth or something. Mm-hmm. And some type of mercury treatment. All of them super fucking bad for you.
Yeah, mercury treatment's not going to be...
No.
It's not going to go over well.
No.
There was a phrase because of it. It said, like, for one night with Venus, you have a lifetime of mercury or something like that. Nice. Some little thing. Nice. But no, they actually infected some of them. Like, they would give them spinal taps and they would actually, like, put, like, oh, here, let me check out your spine. Whoops, I dropped my syphilis, like, in your fucking spine. And they actually dripped, like, syphilis.
How
does
that happen? What, some of them were just
injected. But yeah, they were just basically observing the results of what would happen with the long term of syphilis. But they had intended that it was going to be like 9 months, I think.
Wouldn't you?
And the 9 months turned into like 40 years.
Right.
Wouldn't you take the people that had it and use that? Like,
they did
because from what I read, the initial study involved 600 men, 399 had syphilis, and 201 did not have syphilis. The whole thing. So, and to clarify, like, syphilis, it's a sexual, you know, it's an STD, et cetera.
It's fucked up. The pictures it's fucked up.
So let me talk you through some syphilis.
Okay. Google syphilis.
There's different stages of syphilis and it gets pretty fucking wicked. So there's primary, secondary, latent, and tertiary syphilis, right? Syphilis is 10 days to 3 months after you've been exposed to syphilis.
Three months.
The lymph nodes near your groin will be swollen. And the first visible sign will be a small painless sore that will be on the skin. And it's probably going to be at the site of exposure. So it's probably going to be in your nether realm. Right.
On your dick.
One little sore. It won't
just
hurt.
One?
It might be hidden inside of your rectum or your vagina, depending on where the transfer was. And it will heal on its own in about 3 to 6 weeks, but you're still fucking sick. So you get one little thing, you might not even notice it. And that's the primary, that's the first stage of syphilis. So secondary is 2 to 10 weeks later, and you get a skin rash, sores in your mouth, vagina, or anus, a fever, swollen glands, weight loss, hair loss, headache, extreme fatigue, and muscle aches. And if you...
I have most of that, but I might have missed the sore. I don't know what's up.
Yeah. Foot, mouth, and dick disease.
Basically, like, yeah.
What is happening?
So the third level, the latent one, is it goes away.
Oh,
so those symptoms go away,
nice.
And people think, oh, it's gone, I'm cured, life is good, but it isn't gone, it's just fucking percolating.
Dormant.
Getting ready for the...
I like that word, percolating.
Percolating, it is.
That's nice.
And then it's getting ready for the final tertiary, which is the most severe stage, and it can appear 10 to 30 years after the initial infection.
God damn.
Yeah.
So you're just going around giving it to everybody.
Yeah, fuck yeah you are. So this one includes neurological problems that can make you start to go fucking crazy. Cause a stroke, infection of the membranes around the brain and spinal cord, numbness, deafness, visual problems or blindness, personality changes, dementia, heart disease, aneurysms, and inflammation of blood vessels.
It could be me.
No, I'm kind of, I'd be kind of fucking scared because, like, if you ever had like a pimple on your dick or like a little scratch or something, you know, right. Like, you don't know. Is that syphilis?
Well,
like,
go get
a little something?
You doing outdoors dick activities?
Well, I don't know. Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Some fingernails?
I'm just saying. Something happens. Trimming. You might be trimming your dick and fucking hit your fucking skin.
Right.
You know?
But you saw that happen. You know what happened there.
What?
This is a mysterious bump that shows up and goes away.
Oh, that's weird.
Right. Yeah.
On your dick neck.
It's a mystery bump.
You know what's weird about that? About this, though, is it's like 2 to 10 weeks later. It's like fucking, there's like spans. And like, or like this much to like 3 months
10
later.
10 to 30 years.
Bradson, he doesn't know which weekend it was.
Well, right, and then you're like, no, it's because what was the first one? The first stage is between a week and 30 days or some shit. Or no, what
the
was
first
it? 3 months?
Is between, let me see, go back. 10 days to 3 months.
To 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking... So you're like, what if you were sleeping around with, like, maybe you slept with like 3 or 4 women.
Right.
And you're like, fucking, it's months later. And you're like, oh, fucking, oh, shit. Like, you know, a little something. And you're, okay, nothing. It's nothing.
Right. That shit airborne? Like, can you get it like on a toilet seat?
I don't know.
Oh, that's scary. I don't even like to think about that because he's in the public restrooms.
You got to hover.
Yeah.
I can't. You got to build an ass gasket fortress.
I just use the shitter.
You have to invert the gaskets.
Yeah. I just use the shitter at Lowe's too. You usually use like 2 or 3 of the fucking gaskets, ass gaskets. Like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
My coffee.
So.
You like that?
So this is the nature of syphilis, right? So it's not like a pleasant sexual disease. Like, it fucks you up.
It's like, it's not even that crazy that, like, you get gonorrhea and it's like fucking you're leaking from your dick and you know something's
wrong. This thing
wrong.
Makes you go fucking deaf and blind and crazy.
Get
like 20 years
a running dick nose.
Yeah.
This one you have sores on your dick neck.
You got snuffleupagus you know.
So the backstory of Tuskegee is Booker T. Washington ends up outlining a system where people can, you know, where black people can go to learn and so forth. And they start the Tuskegee educational experiment, which starts the school. Booker T. Washington dies in 1915, and a guy named Robert Moton continues his work. And this area and this resource is what the government turns to, because you've got a concentration of African-Americans and you've got a school that you can tap into that's right there. So this Tuskegee Institute ends up being what is tapped into.
These are prime testing grounds right
there. Yeah, for sure. In 1926, they start to see that syphilis is a major health problem. There's prevalence of syphilis in 35% of the reproductive age population.
That's huge.
That's fucking a lot.
Yeah, it is. 35%.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in 1926.
Oh, my God.
So in...
it's worse now.
No.
For sure.
Penicillin, sir.
Well, yeah, it's curable now.
Oh, okay.
So...
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thank God.
In the fall of 19...
I was starting to get scared because if you could pick this up by breathing...
No.
Like, oh, man.
In the fall of 1932, they start the experiment and they start to put out flyers for colored people asking if they had bad blood. Mm-hmm. Like that was the,
he's like, mm-hmm, I don't get along with my brother at all. Yeah,
bad.
We got
blood.
A lot of bad blood.
So the,
got in a fight last week.
Is that how black people talk back then?
Most of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the most part. Yeah. Yeah. The participants were usually sharecroppers, just dirt poor. Most of them had never even been to a doctor before. So they would just fucking, the doctor says something and you just fucking do it. Yeah.
Sir, you got syphilis.
Right. Well, no, they were never told they had syphilis. That's part of what's fucked up. So they, one of the flyers said, free blood test, free treatment by county health department and government doctors. You may feel well and still have bad blood. Come and bring all your family.
Yeah.
Dude.
So they just wanted you to show up and they would test you to see if you had syphilis. And part of what's fucked up is if you had syphilis, they would never tell you.
I'm kind of upset right now.
They gave him like that. They gave him placebo pills.
That is fucked up. Like, and that shit's, this is the funny thing. I guess it's not very funny, but that shit is still going on today. You know.
Yeah,
we are a population of fucking test rats.
It's called the measles vaccine and
exactly,
the flu shot.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no fucking double blind study. It's just take this. And if you say we shouldn't take
this,
we're
going to
fucking
spread
hate about you.
And that's the other thing is you don't know exactly what they're saying. They're giving you the rubella fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that really what the fuck's going on?
Well, that's what I'm saying with the flu shot.
The doctor doesn't know.
They
just
get
these
you to take
needles.
The flu shot. Yeah. Every fucking year, you just go get the flu shot. And like on round 67, they're like, all right, boys, let's do this. And they just fucking put in the death virus in your fucking toast. We all just line up and go get it.
Yeah, and they sure the fuck condition you.
It's Kaiser just will fucking ask you 17 fucking times before you get into the room if you've had your flu shot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make a shirt.
They're free.
Jimmy D. Yeah. That's the shirt I want.
Did you get your flu shot?
Yeah. I don't take my flu shot.
Right.
That's a conversation.
Is that a shirt?
This on
is?
Black, yeah.
So what do you want it to get? I don't take my flu shot.
No flu shot or something.
That's a horrible shirt.
But then when you go to the doctor.
Only when I go to Kaiser.
Yeah, and everybody keeps asking, you just keep pointing at your shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we can make one of those real quick, though.
Yeah.
You don't need Jimmy D to make it.
We got a shirt guy, bro. When am I going to make that with?
Sucks. Oh, our sponsor? No. He's great.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's amazing.
Good job, Jimmy.
So the whole thing is pretty fucked up. So they never obtain informed consent from the men. The men who are confirmed to have syphilis are never told they have syphilis.
Wow.
They never give any of the doctors are instructed to not give any treatment for the syphilis.
This is just dangerous all around. Like,
I think
those people are going to be
treated with some of the aforementioned, like arsenic and some of that stuff on
some of the, but not the,
but
not
this,
anything.
Like, during, they just send them back out into the world, like, go have babies.
During
like,
the study, though, what happens is funding gets cut to the study, and they're like, well, let's just change it to an observational study, and like, it'll be long term. And so they just decide it doesn't cost as much money just to watch them. So, like, then they just continue to observe for the long haul, and then penicillin is discovered. And they do not educate them or tell them.
So no, they're given aspirin and mineral supplements once penicillin is discovered in 1947. And all the doctors know if you have syphilis, these are the signs, take penicillin, it goes away.
Yeah.
These people are just given fucking aspirin and not even told about penicillin.
Wow.
And the justification by one of the doctors was, well, they probably would have never gotten syphilis. Like, they never got penicillin anyway. They're uneducated. They couldn't afford it. They would have never gotten medical treatment as it is. So
that's
all we're doing
unethical.
Is watching it happen.
That's like the most unethical thing I've ever heard.
One of the guys
like,
was
if
still
you know,
alive on the interviews.
If
it was
you
rough.
Know about it, you have to do something
the,
about it,
the
right?
The guy was still defending it on the interview. He was like, wow. He's
yeah,
like
a, because he killed people. He's
he was like, Tuskegee
bag.
Gets a lot of misconception. There's a lot of information out there. This was actually done in the interest of the black community at the time for the population to see what the effects would be so that we could best treat and medicate that. I was like, really? For 40 fucking years? You let their
because
balls rot off?
When the best treatment came out, called penicillin, you didn't give it to the people.
Right.
Like, they literally thought it was like the Eskimo thing. It was it was bad. They thought that it had a different anatomy. They literally thought that the cardiovascular system of African Americans was different.
It is.
Reactionarily to syphilis.
They're faster.
Yeah. Well, it's a hamstring.
Yeah.
You can't get syphilis in your second hamstring.
Right.
That's why.
So there was one guy that was interviewed who was one of the people from the experiment, a guy named Charles Pollard. And he said, quote, so I went over to the doctors and they told me I had bad blood. Like the doctors did a study, drew his blood, ran the test. And when he came
he
back, they said,
he's all,
yep, you got bad blood. So that was just the term they would use to people. So they say he has bad blood. And that's what they've been telling me ever since. They come around from time to time and check me over and they say, Charlie, you've got bad blood.
Well, he did have bad blood.
He did.
Not,
yeah.
It's not wrong.
So nobody wants to drink his milkshake.
No. All I knew is that they just kept saying I had the bad blood. They never recommended, they never mentioned syphilis to me, not even once. They've been doctoring me on and off ever since then. And all they ever gave me was a blood tonic.
Mm-hmm.
So for years and years and years, they just kept showing up and they're like, nope, still so got
put,
bad blood.
They just fucking put club soda in his blood.
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
They injected him with club soda and he became a syphilis drink.
And did you hear about the fucked up nurse?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this bitch.
They recruited a black nurse just to instill some trust.
Yeah.
But she was the only person that was through the experiment for the entire 40 years from beginning to end.
Right.
So she clearly knew what was going on about everything, but she would coerce them to come in because I guess some of the treatment was really painful. Like it was like spinal taps. Mm-hmm. A lot of the crazy shit they did, they had to convince them like, look, this is for the best. Like you have to do this. And she would talk the people into continuing to do it, even though she knew that it wasn't treating them in any way.
Yeah. And her name was Eunice Rivers. And she actually, as the years went on, when everybody was getting fired and the budget was getting cut, she was the only one that was retained through the whole study. And she even would go so far as to, if she heard tell that someone was going to another doctor, she would insist that she drive them because she would like butt into the office and make sure that the doctor didn't treat them like some different doctor.
Right. Wow.
Like it wasn't just that she would take him to
because they do a blood test. They're going to find out.
Right. Like, and they'd be like, here's some fucking penicillin. But she would go there to make sure that the people didn't take the medicine, make sure like you have syphilis, you're going to go fucking blind and crazy and shit in a couple of years, but I'm going to make sure you don't get a fucking cure.
Yeah. I saw a thing. It was like a reenactment or something, but it was her on stage, like yelling at some guy that had showed up, like, you're not supposed to be here. You get back to Tuskegee and like send him back on the bus and shit because she knew it was like Charles that had been on the experiment for 3 years and he was about to get fucking cured.
So all the reasons that it's an unethical study, one of the articles
I think you stated them.
Well, it broke it down for the medical ethics. It said first there was no informed consent. No one signed up for specifically what this.
Isn't
actual
that wild?
Thing
That's
was.
Where informed consent came from.
Yes,
prior to that, it was just like, fuck it.
No, this is where it came from.
We'll try this. See what happens.
They weren't informed of all the known dangers. They had to agree to an autopsy after death if they wanted to get their funeral costs covered, because the only reason that they were paying for their funeral was so that they could fucking see the ravages of syphilis on their body.
The funding got cut. So did they really pay for their funerals?
No, they still did.
They still did.
Yeah,
so they had some money.
They still had some money. The scientists denied treatment to patients in order to observe the dangers and the spread, which is about as unethical as it fucking gets.
Yeah.
The participants weren't given the cure even when it was widely known and easily available. Mm-hmm. Up until the fucking 70s, they weren't told about the cure. And then they
didn't know the band at all.
A couple of these,
not at all.
A couple of those guys live. There's one that's like 90. Well, I think they're all past now. But in the documentary I watched, he was like 90 years old having a barbecue with like 200 of them.
200 of them didn't have fucking syphilis.
Yeah.
So not a problem, you know? But I mean, the real problem here, though, is so the doctor knows this guy has syphilis. You're watching him for 6 or 7 years. They're getting ready to get fucking married and you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So you know this guy's wife is going to get syphilis. Their fucking kids are going to have syphilis. Like, and you just fucking let that shit go down.
I saw some really bad pictures of congenital syphilis. Like the kids, like it's rough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So now, and in all the stuff I read, I didn't see anything about them actually giving syphilis, because I was waiting to see that and I didn't run into it.
Yeah, it was on one of the documentaries. I don't know which one I watched. Like it starts out like it's going to be super shitty and old and you're like, oh God, is this VHS? There's like squelch and static and all kinds of shit happening. But the narrator comes in and it was actually okay. But yeah, they talked about inoculating them or whatever term you would use via the spinal tap. Some of them like actual injections. And then at some point in time, I looked up from my notes and heard that they would drip it into the tip of their penis in the opening of their penis.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Was that the Guatemalan one?
No, I saw something about that. That happened like parallel to it though, right? Like the same time period, but just in Guatemala.
It started
Guatemala.
Yeah. Guatemala.
Huh.
The Guatemala one was in 1946. So it started after the Tuskegee one started. But it was
until 70s. So
700 men and women, prisoners, soldiers, and mental patients. they were specifically injected with syphilis.
Where'd syphilis come from? Like, because that now it has me questioning whether we were just giving it to people.
Well, where, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I know, there's no known source. That's weird.
Right. But the one in 1946, so this one is going on, and the whole study was to determine whether or not penicillin could prevent, not just cure, syphilis. That was what they were doing. So they were giving people penicillin and then infecting them to see if they would still get it.
Basically. Just a bacteria. Yeah. So it existed. It just probably got into humans. You know what I mean? And stuff adapts. It's crazy,
man. Is
that
what you're reading on the government website?
Yeah.
So yeah, a guy named Dr. John Cutler, who was the head of this Guatemalan project in 1946, as soon as that was shut down, they bumped him over to the Tuskegee project.
A bunch of Guatemalans over there.
He headed up the Tuskegee project from that point on. So the head was like fucking horror show American Mangale people in Guatemala.
I wonder if El Yucateco would be good on Guatemalans.
Yeah. Some chick tried to sell them in the parking lot to me. She's like, Guatemala, Guatemala.
Yeah.
I don't ever buy them though because I can't see their kitchen. Yeah, I bet they're really good though.
It don't matter.
I know a lot of people just
buy
those.
The fuck out of them.
You buy those?
I bought some that were like tamales. The tamales, like from the tamale lady, dude. Sometimes they're so good. I crave tamales, like a good tamale. They're hard to find.
When I ate meat, if I saw a tamale lady, I bought the fucking tamales.
Yeah.
Like I did not.
Never got the poops.
Yeah, huh? I haven't. There was a lady. She pulled them out of her little ice chest she had, in the van. All I had was, she wanted 10 bucks. All I had was 8. She took the 8.
Yep.
My wife bought some.
She took the 8,
all right. My wife bought some out of the lady that was in the Walmart parking lot. Like it was like down the street from the house. And she was like going into Walmart or something, or Sam's Club or fucking something. And she's like, I brought home tamales. She bought like half a dozen, mm-hmm. And it was $12. And the lady had like a credit card thing.
Oh shit.
You know, like she's like, well, no cash, but she's like, oh, I take credit card.
Your credit card number and then I make new credit cards.
She sent her the money or whatever, you know? And the lady double charged her $24. See? And I'm like, you're not getting fucking the money? What are you going to do? Find the lady?
No, but
she's not in that parking lot.
No, you don't have to.
I know.
If you'd
it's just a pain in the ass, though.
You know,
so she got $24 for one set of tamales.
Right.
And then my wife got her money back. And the lady got $24 probably. Like,
right.
No, it comes back out of her account.
I don't know.
Because it was disputed.
I don't know. Was it her account, though?
Oh, who knows on that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It has to be. Then she didn't have access to it. So how's that scam working?
I don't know.
I got the $8.99 back for Richard Pryor.
Did you?
All by itself. They knew it fucked up somehow.
Oh, really?
I was like lazy and didn't argue it and just showed back up.
That's cool. Yeah. Well,
way to go. Mm-hmm.
What'd you lick your finger for?
To turn my page.
Oh, okay.
Turn me on.
Yeah. That's something different. Never seen that before.
So, all this shit is going on and then it's still totally secret. No one knows what's up. And in 1966, someone who is a public health service investigator, ends up running into the study, a guy named Peter Buxton. And he writes the director of the U.S. Division of Venereal Diseases about how horrible this experiment is, the ethics that are involved, like what's going on. And the agency completely ignores his call.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of interviews on the documentary and this guy was like, yeah, man, we thought all we had to do was just expose it. So like we sent the information and we waited for the big stir. And he's like, just nothing ever happened. Like, we got all the information and gave it to like the newspaper and shit. Yep. And no one did anything.
Well, eventually he does leak it. And that was in 1966.
It's the original WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Basically he eventually gives it to the Associated Press to a reporter named Gene Heller. Who later called it one of the grossest violations of human rights I can imagine. And then
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, in July of 72, she writes a story on the front page of the New York Times that talks about this. And that's why it stops in 1972.
I thought I was going to be a millionaire last week, but every time I think of a cool domain, someone's already bought that shit. I was going to do Dickie Leaks. And it was if anyone had sent you unsolicited dick pics, you could just put them on DickieLeaks anonymously.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. And then send them the link to their DickieLeak. And she'd be like, thanks.
Yeah, but there's another way.
Thanks for the dick pic, bro. And
wait,
like,
is there already that concept, though? Or is just the domain taken?
Dude, I tried so many different things, like fucking
D-I-K-I.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was the first one. That's how I spelled it. It's already
the thing
taken.
Is, you just need to come up with
and
a better
name. And
it
just got bought like 2 months ago. Mm. That one got bought in November. I was like, motherfucker.
You just need a different name for the concept. If the concept works, the name.
Yeah. Well, now it's out there. Someone's going to do it. I didn't want to manage a dick website anyway. Like, you're, you know, not approved.
Yeah, but Fatty Larson. Fatty Larson would have.
Yeah, she could have managed
that. Yeah, she would have managed that.
Happily, for free.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dick she manages.
I don't know how she manages all that.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot, though. So, it's a high number of dicks.
Yeah. It's a 5GE level of dicks.
That's what I'm talking about. 86 down.
28 up.
28 up.
You need to work harder, Patty. Only 28 are up. She's running in circles trying to keep them up.
So
one went down. Man.
That joke just fit.
Yeah. Yeah. So by 1972... 28 participants had died from syphilis. 100 more died from related complications. 40 spouses had been diagnosed with the disease, and 19 children were born with it.
That's fucked.
Through this fucking horrible.
And it's like on their face and shit for what it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's because they were inside. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, like you only stuck your dick into the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
They were born in it.
Their face came out through a Slytherin.
Yeah, an amoeboid.
It's the house of vagina.
Yeah,
Slytherin.
House of a thousand vaginas.
When
Rob Zombie's next movie,
I think it'd be a good movie. When it comes out, the assistant secretary for the health of
assistant to the secretary
for health and scientific affairs creates a panel to review the study. It had 9 members that are lawyers, medicine, religion, labor, education. Not sure why we need labor and religion. That's weird. But anyway, they get a panel to look at the study that was done, and they find that they found that the men had agreed to be examined and treated. However, it turned out that
they weren't being treated.
They weren't being treated.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And sort of.
Well, they agreed to be treated for bad blood.
Yeah.
And
like
the doctors
shit.
For decades kept using the term bad blood to these people because it meant something to them. But they never said the fucking
time,
syphilis.
So at that exact time, when they first started doing this study, did they know it was syphilis or did that come out later?
They knew
they
it
figured
was syphilis.
Out? Okay, so they knew
it was syphilis
was a thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
At this time, too, like, was it, what about the white people? Like, no white people had syphilis?
There was
like,
impossible. Did you say there was a Norwegian study?
No.
Yeah, there was a.
Well, I'm saying, like, in the U.S., they were doing this study
they
on
based
blacks.
Off
like,
of that, there was a study in Norway on, like, 600 white men or 300 white men. I don't know where it's at. It's in here somewhere. But they observed it after the fact, though, because it had occurred naturally. All these white men had had syphilis, but it had never been treated. And then they went and did studies by like interviewing those people. And in contrast, they were like, well, we'll do it in African Americans, but we'll get to see it as it happens versus after it had happened going back in retrospect.
Right.
So, so there was a white guy study too, somewhere in Norway. I don't know where the fuck it's at.
Not nearly as brutal.
No.
Yeah.
So the panel ultimately concludes that the study is ethically unjustified. And they stopped the study at once. They advised that. So a month later, the assistant to the Secretary for Health and Scientific Affairs announced an end to the Tuskegee study. And in the summer of 1973, right away, a lawsuit started. And in 1974, a $10 million out-of-court settlement was reached. And part of the settlement was the U.S. government promised lifetime medical benefits and burial services to all living participants. And then ultimately that got expanded in the years to come to include their children and their spouses. Yeah.
The Norwegian study was in 1928. It said it was untreated syphilis in several hundred white males. It was known as a retrospective study because they went
about,
in after the fact and got
what
the
about
data.
Women?
I like, thought about that too. Like I don't
they've
know.
Done it on the black males, white males, but like, why were the studies done just on the males, not women?
Maybe they're just worried about pregnancy throughout, you know, different like medical complications,
yeah, right?
Periods. There's lots of other things that are happening where men are pretty stable. Hmm. You know, they're just going to eat.
Yeah,
sleep,
but you
shit,
think you
work.
Would want to know the outcome of a woman with syphilis too, or you know what I mean, or the how to fucking treat
maybe
it.
Maybe that one
know?
Hasn't been exposed yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but it's crazy because it literally took like. you know, World War II and some of that stuff happening, like Nuremberg trials and like human rights mm-hmm. things, for them to realize yeah. like,
oh, we're fucking up here.
Oh, yeah. like we're doing what they're doing. And yeah. we're like,
yeah, because that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. We're, oh, it's not cool to use the Jews as
they're just
fucking
doing black people.
Experiments.
Right.
Yeah. And we're doing the exact same thing over here, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Humans are fucked
up. It's the exact same
yeah,
thing.
It's the exact same thing. Yeah.
You can think about a lot of it though. I read it. It was like most of the people though were just following orders and doing their jobs, which I know that whole cop out. However, there is a certain like level of compartmentalization where yeah. it's like, take his blood pressure
well,
and record those results, please. You know, and then they move through and go on to their next fucking job or whatever.
Right.
And they may not know. They just know that a patient comes in, you take their vitals, you record their stuff, it gets yeah. filed away.
Sure.
You check the next person in.
For sure.
There were probably lots of people that were involved in it that didn't know.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
But there were plenty of doctors that flat out fucking
absolutely.
Knew.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing too, though, is like after a while, there has to be something, you know what I mean? Like right. there's a doctor talks about it or something happens right. where they're telling them like, look what we're doing to these people. Like, this is what we're doing.
Right.
You know, like they're telling somebody.
Right.
Well, they had that whole Stanford experiment mindset thing yeah, too, though. Even the people that didn't know, they still had to find, it takes a little bit to get past that, to bring yeah. that morality out in yourself.
Right.
Because a lot of people just fucking mouth breathe and drone on, man.
Yeah. Yep. You don't want to lose your job. Or
they're just like,
whatever.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not that bad. It's not me.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I think you're right there with yeah. the, it's not me.
Yeah. They're giving them medicine. Yeah. At least we're checking them out. Like, and who knows? Maybe they didn't even know they're administering
yeah,
placebo.
Yeah.
They're like, I gave right. them their pills. I gave them their fucking right. tonic water yeah, or whatever it is.
It's not my fault. They're black and they're not healing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So the last study participant died in 2004. The last widow died in 2009, and there are currently 12 children that are still alive that are receiving the medical and health benefits.
So they're all healed up now, though, right?
I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they're still doing the experiment
right.
on them.
Right? Yeah. They have full health benefits.
We'll compensate
life.
You, but we get to watch. What, you,
yeah, we right? still get
I
to watch.
I think if it's remedied early in early stages,
yeah.
There's no long term damage.
Yeah.
You might
well, once the damage, I think you can fix it, but you can't reverse what's already happened.
Yeah. Like if you've already gone blind, you have organ damage and stuff long term.
If you went blind, then now you have to go to China and get China eyes.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's too late.
That's not real.
So
it's not. You talk to my cousin.
That's right. On May 16th of 1997, Bill Clinton issued an apology to, at the time, the 8 remaining survivors of the experiment on behalf of the government. He said, "The United States government did something that was wrong, deeply, profoundly, morally wrong. It was an outrage to our commitment." I'm slipping into Bush.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's hard to do. It's bit. Hard. It's,
I go Matthew McConaughey every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'll let you McConaughey.
Where's that? What am I on?
Right here. The second line starting with it.
I'm having trouble thinking. I did not have sexual
relations.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can say other things other
with
than
that woman.
All right. Let's see.
That's not.
It was an outrage to our commitment and integrity.
That's George
and equality.
Bush all the way.
No, is it?
Yeah, you're dipping into it.
I don't know. I can't do it then if that's that. Party at the moon.
Start out with
here. Let me.
I did not have sexual relations.
Okay.
With that woman.
Well, Brad's got it. Apparently.
I don't know. Is that right?
So Bill Clinton said.
I thought I was good, but you called me George Bush.
You're dipping into George.
You were
Bush,
a little bit. You're dipping into.
I'm
Bush.
Curious, George.
A little bit.
You're dipping into it.
I'm a furious right. George.
Okay. Here's my Clinton. It was an outrage to our commitment to integrity and equality for all our citizens, to the survivors, to the wives and family members, the children and the grandchildren and stuff, you know. I say what you know. No power on earth can give you back the lives lost, the pain suffered, the years of internal torment and anguish. What was done cannot be undone, but we can end the silence. We can stop turning our heads away. We can look at you in the eye and finally say on behalf of the American people, what the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry. Get to the chopper.
You should have just went with that first.
That's really good.
Yeah, you just had to warm up.
That was really good.
Clearly. I had to warm up.
Yeah. Clear your throat. Once you cleared your throat.
Yeah, there's nuances to Clinton that mm-hmm. you have to get in there.
That's throaty. Really really almost Austrian. But
what did he say on that? On behalf of the American people. You can fuck off, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't have shit to do with it.
Yeah. No, you can fuck the fuck off.
Yep. So another thing that I read that I thought was interesting was the long-lasting, apparently, like, there's been a lot of studies on how much the Tuskegee experiment and the release that came out in 1972 in the paper completely was like fuck Whitey mode. So all these studies came out. The first one was from a woman named Marcella Alzin from the Stanford Medical School and Marianne Wanamaker from the University of Tennessee.
Wanamaker.
And they're, they did a bunch
my name.
Of,
I just couldn't roll with it. Yeah. Wanamaker?
Yeah.
Brent, my name's
Brent Wanamaker.
Hi, I'm Brad Wanamaker.
Yeah.
My brother Brent Wanamaker over there.
Come on down here. You want to buy a couch? Come on down to Wanamaker.
Yeah.
That's totally. Yeah. You have to sell some shit. Yeah. If the name's Wanamaker.
Wanamaker your way on down here to Wanamaker's. Yeah.
We're Wanamaking prices. Yeah.
So.
Don't like your stepmom? Wanamaker.
So by 1980. The public revelation, the Tuskegee study in 1972, in those 8 years, it apparently, they did, I don't know how they correlated this data, but they said that the life expectancy among black men over 45 in those 8 years, starting with the release of the Tuskegee study, declined by 1 year compared to white people. Because it's so ingrained mistrust of doctors.
Oh, they stop seeking medical.
Everyone stops seeking medical.
I don't disagree with them. I would have done the same fucking thing.
They started to think everything was a conspiracy.
Some motherfucker.
I'm wondering what you're injecting into my fucking body.
Yeah.
Like people just quit going to the fucking doctor in the black community because the Tuskegee experiment fucked them up so bad.
I wonder what horrible African things we probably do. We send aid over there all the time for all the AIDS. Like, what are we really doing?
Oh, we're testing the shit out of those motherfuckers.
Probably.
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
We're trying to get how are they so fast? Let's give them these chemicals. Why is the dick so long?
Erica and I have been doing we've been pretty obsessed about
doing push-ups?
About not at all. We've been pretty obsessed about vaccines.
Spaghetti.
Because it's time for Vaughn to get vaccines and like shit like this.
Yeah.
The more it's like every single vaccine that I research and read about, I'm like, well, there's some fucked up shit in this vaccine. And there's no double
blind. We had the same thing
about the vaccinations. And like at the time we did that episode, it was like my son was going to be getting vaccinations. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, like we don't have a lot of things that we used to have because of vaccinations, you know,
polio burned itself out or like,
I don't know.
Like, but even like polio, like, but it's all fucked up. Like there's as many cases right now and I might have the numbers
like
wrong. The polio vaccine is causing a spread of a new variant of polio that is polio. Like, so if you get the vaccine, you like shed this new variant of polio that vaccines don't protect you against.
Yeah. And I think you have to have a certain gene too. Like it's not, I don't think it's a simple,
the one you got to look at real hard. Some of the other stuff I think is probably necessary.
I don't even know. Like, I think it's that one thing. Like if you're going to get, or if you're going to have this specific disease, I almost think it's like the autism thing. Like there's that.
So
no, this specific vaccine is giving people autism. I don't think it's that way.
I accidentally watched a fucking documentary.
It fucks you up. It fucks you up.
They found out it is like 3,000% increase of chance of risk if a child receives the measles vaccine at an early age versus later in life.
Yeah.
It's like when you get the chicken pox when you're little, it's whatever. You get the chicken pox when you're an adult, you're going to fucking die. Like it's a completely
different reaction response. Yeah.
And if you give it to kids at that young age, it was released. There's like whistleblowers of people that were on the team for fucking that MMR vaccine or whatever, and it's like a 3,000% increase in chance for boys specifically.
And that's the thing, and everybody
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but I'm saying that I think you have to have the gene that sparks that.
But we haven't identified that yet.
I understand.
I don't know. The Erica has done a fucking shitload more research than I have. I've been reading slowly and trying to fucking gather my findings.
The problem is though,
because right now he hasn't gotten any.
Guess
vaccine.
What though? You start doing that, and fucking Vaughn has cancer, and you're like, why? Like, oh, well, but here's, all of
here's,
these things.
Here's
like,
the thing.
Oh, I must just have cancer now.
This is
you know, like it's like you can't.
this is what I basically told her a couple of days ago. When I look at everything, and everybody just broadly calls it vaccine injury. Right. And I'm not talking about, you know, everybody's like, oh, Jenny McCarthy and Dr. Wakefield, and it doesn't cause autism. I don't give a fuck about autism. Take autism completely off the table. We're talking fucking autoimmune disorders, arthritis, fucking brain swelling, fucking febrile seizures. Like, these things happen. Everyone knows they happen after vaccines, but there's no treatment. And I keep looking at it like
febrile seizures, like my son had them.
Right.
And those aren't damaging. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're scary. But they're not damaging. The thing, so those are like the least.
This is where I am currently.
I feel like your luck, because you're so worried about it. It's like Richie Valens flying on a plane.
Right. I knew
like,
this you'll was going to happen.
You'll be the fucking guy for some reason.
Well, but here's the thing though. Like, I'm looking at it and it's like, oh, no, fucking I was worried measles. About it. Like, and it's like the, pick any disease. Like, what I keep looking at is I'm like, I read all the fucking vaccine injury shit that's out there and all the fucking horrible side effects that can happen. Yeah. And they're fucking rare, but they're less rare than the extreme cases of the fucking disease. Right. I mean, we're talking vaccines for diseases where there's like 20 cases in the United States in the past 10 years, or diseases where there are none in the
United
States.
Are you going to homeschool them?
And it's, but I don't, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, that's idea. The question.
Well, but here's the question to me.
Yeah, so he's gonna get sick as fuck.
If I'm looking at a fucking sickness, and this sickness is treatable, like curable. Yeah. Everyone knows what's up. And I know if my kid had it, they would go to the hospital, they would get treatment, they would walk out okay. But if they have a vaccine injury,
yeah,
they're fucked. Like, and no one's going to think it's a vaccine injury. There is no cure, no doctor. So it's like, when I'm weighing the pros and cons, it's like, so we can get this fucking thing that everyone will treat and rush to cure, or you can get the fucking horrible side effects that no one's going to believe. I don't know. I mean, we haven't made a decision.
My kids got all the vaccines. We don't do the flu shot. I'm not going to do HPV because I watched some fucking crazy shit on that. And they try to give you fucking fluoride constantly. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. So we've had to say no to fluoride a bunch of times in a lot of weird scenarios.
Oh, for like the dentist?
Yeah. They tried to like prescribe fluoride tablets.
Well,
it's fucking crazy.
The fluoride tablets, that's weird. Like, doing fluoride treatment to the teeth, that's one thing. And we talked about that. Like, the fluoride, like, you're not, like, the drinking fluoride, there's different types of fluoride which people get confused.
Right.
Well, you know,
it's fucking Prozac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, we not all, I mean, of it. There's different types. Like,
we haven't said yes or no to the vaccines yet, but we're basically looking at alternate schedules. I mean, a lot of them we're just going to flat out say fucking no to.
My
but there's a lot of stuff. And it's
my wife's sister, like, I think it was basically the binders and stuff that they use.
Aluminum.
So, it's so like antagonist, basically you can say like, I don't want combined shots. If you're going to get this shot, I don't want it because they'll combine them all. You know what I mean?
But a lot of them, they won't uncombine them.
Yeah, they will.
Not all of them.
They do a lot of them because
some of them you can't.
Her kids were the same way, and she was like saying, I'm not getting a vaccine. We're like, just get them vaccinated. Like, they're not going to turn out, you know what I mean? They're kids, you know, whatever. But they got on a schedule and did the shots spread out, you know? Right. So I don't know. It's hard. I mean, it's your kid.
It's your kid.
You do what you want.
Right.
Because, and we talked about it on the vaccines episode also, that they don't get the vaccine and then something happens. Well, that's on you because you chose that, you know? So like, it's either, and I'm not saying anything's going to happen. We don't know, you know, like anything could happen really. But
you just, again, you just do,
I just leave them in the garage and let the spiders bite them.
Right. I forget one, like it's one of the diseases, like, I forget what, but it was something like 7% of all presentable cases of the disease are strains that are in the vaccine, and the other 93%, you're not even vaccinated.
It's kind of like the flu shot. It's the flu shot.
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Thing.
It's like,
and this is the crazy part. Cause you listen to that and you have this, like this knowledge of, okay, well, these people did this study. This came out of it. It makes it seem like the vaccine's not worth it. But then there's an argument to that.
Right.
That completely says the opposite of what this is saying.
That's
the hard point of picking.
It's hard to make
what the fuck is real.
Decision.
What's real? Right. You know what I mean? What's real? What's not? Right. Like,
and this,
how is this possible? If this is possible,
this Tuskegee thing fucked me up because it's like this. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies don't have to do double blind studies. They can, I mean, the experiment population is the population.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking give the shot.
We're
going to
put this drug out there until the FDA, like, FDA says we can't do it anymore.
I mean, we're probably going to get them vaccinated with some vaccines, but I don't know when and I don't know which ones.
Just get them from Roundup. Parvo. Scary.
Yeah. Horse tranquilizers.
Just take them to the vet.
Yeah.
Sure not going to get Parvo. Or
can you get him? Can we get him inoculated?
Yeah, he won't get cat leukemia. Yeah,
no kennel cough.
Yeah. He won't get cat leukemia.
Feline AIDS.
Yeah. Or is it feline leukemia? What is it? The feline?
There's
leukemia and something.
Yeah. And there's feline AIDS.
But
feline AIDS?
This study and any number of other
birds,
corporate things.
Birds get chlamydia. Do you know that?
Feline AIDS is for pussies, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
We got so that. You guys ranted. I just sat here in this echoing silence of vaccination.
Because it fucking freaks me out.
No, I'm.
It's like every time I read both sides, I'm like, wow, you make some good points. Wow, you make some good points. I'm fucked and stuck here in the middle, and I have to make this fucking impossible decision. It's like, and whatever I said on the vaccine episode, I promise you it changed the instant Vaughn was born. And I'm looking at him thinking, oh, fuck, now I have to make these decisions about vaccines. Fuck.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Like, you just have to be the best parent you can be. It's the same thing with, like, everybody gets stuck up on, like, oh, well, my kid is this or that. And all you can do is make the best decisions and show them the way.
Right.
And however they turn out, they turn out. You have no control over it.
You could make a raft out of Faygo bottles.
You can.
Yeah, you could. And if a doctor says your kid has bad blood, just sign anything. Like, take them. Like, heal the bad blood. Like,
yeah, you don't want bad blood.
No, you don't want bad
blood. You don't want black blood.
So, I have a social media winner. Episode 364, Richard Pryor. Jennifer Scott.
We call him Dick Pryor.
I skipped her second name because I don't know how to say it.
What? Looks she like has crepe. A middle name?
Creepy.
Again.
Creepy Crepe? Yeah, fuck it. It's a good one. Jennifer Creepy Crepe Scott. She's going to win a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. She shared our audio
Jennifer
clip.
Jennifer Idiot Face Scott.
God, they fucking wouldn't let me. They didn't let me boost one because of red snow, which is clearly like food coloring or something. And then I forgot to cut out two of Dave's fucks on the last one. I don't know how I missed it. I was like, for profanity, what are they talking about? I played it back and it was just like, fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck, fuck. And I was like, God damn it. Forgot to do it. So thank you for sharing is what I'm getting at, because it makes a difference. Because when we can't promote the post,
sharing is caring.
New people don't see that our podcast exists and that we had a topic that they might be interested in. And when you share it, your friends see it that wouldn't have otherwise seen it. So thank you for doing that. So we're going to send you a t-shirt. Frankie Pigeons is going to hit you up, Jennifer, and really give samples of urine and addresses or whatever's necessary. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to ask for, but just give it up. You probably have bad blood anyway.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
On that
we got something for that.
Yeah. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. I ate some today. Had the green. Brad loves the black. Dave puts the red on popcorn, I think, right?
I do.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried it, you should. There are 7 varieties. Go out to the nearest grocer and or website and place your order. I always throw that. I wouldn't even say that if Brad didn't like it, but I say it because. So you can buy it online. You can buy it in line at the grocery store. Go check them out. El Yucateco Hot Sauce. And you can buy stuff from their website as well. You can buy directly from them on their website. And they also have gear. So if you really become a fan, you can wear shirts and hats. And they've got all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. They have flannels. They have things that look like Pendletons, but they say El Yucateco.
Mm.
Cotton. You think I'd be wearing one, but
they're
it's cotton. Yeah.
They're cotton.
I'm going to wear wool from abused sheep. On that note, also thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can log out to printdirtcheap.com for printed goods and save some money by using code SOFAKING when you're doing that. They do stickers and all kinds of stuff. If you have a business or a band or a podcast, they probably have something for you. So go check them out at printdirtcheap.com. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. Like Brad said, he sucks really good at making shirts. Yeah, that's his that's his motto. He sucks so good at making shirts.
So good.
Yeah. He tried to make me another shirt. He keeps striking out. I feel bad. I feel like a dick because I keep turning him down. I could just say thank you, but I don't want him to go through all the trouble to make the shirts. Like
you just want him to keep going through all the trouble to try and please you.
I feel bad because he scored with you. He got Dave a bunch of cool shirts. Okay. He tried to make me a Goonie shirt, but I was just like, I just won't wear that, man.
Why don't you tell him what you'll wear then?
I don't know. That's why I said I was going to no flu shot or something or anti-vax. But it looks like
Jimmy,
a band or something.
Listen here, Jimmy. It's just got to be really corny and stupid.
No, that's the thing. I don't want to wear that. I just wear Sofa King shirts and Pendletons.
So just send him a blank shirt.
Yeah. He just sets one of our shirts aside.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a large print. Do that one. So thank you for trying, Jimmy. If you guys need shirts, he actually does an amazing job. Really good quality work. He's super quick turnaround, affordable prices, and he's easy to deal with. Even though he's really handsome, just don't look at his picture because you might fall in love from a distance, and then that becomes problematic. Yep. You start mixing romance with business, so don't do that. But hit him up. He's on social media at Jimmy D's Tees across the board, and he can make you something cool. And he also sells his own wares and goods. What's your other thing you call it? Wares, goods?
Wares.
Yeah, he has stuff on there. Johnny Cash and Jonestown and all kinds of cool stuff. Last but not least, thank you to Digital Creations. They make the coffee mugs that we have on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. If you want to support us, that's one way to do it. You don't just have to give us Patreon money. You could get something in return, like a shirt or a coffee mug or some stickers. and I wouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. I'm trying on whiskey glasses. I'm trying to get them on there, but it's just, it's difficult.
You keep saying
that. I know I keep saying that, but I had to deal with decanters and the other whiskey glasses. There's just been a lot of shit going on. It's difficult. So thank you to all the patrons. I just shipped out a bunch more stuff. I might be waiting on a couple sizes and or glasses for a few of you. So if you think I forgot you, I didn't. You're on the list. I might not have the thing to send you. So I'm trying, but thank you for being patient. When you guys get that stuff, please post it. So that's all I got.
I did want to mention, my sister sent me a card. And if you don't know, some of you, a lot of you guys have actually posted comments on, there's a, in the unofficial Sofa King SK Ultra fans group, if you're not a part of, if you are a part of it, you might not know about it. You might not have seen it. But in the announcement section, I believe Sam probably put it in there. I posted something about my sister. She was, she's 25. She just got diagnosed with leukemia. She just graduated from UC Davis, rugby player, black belt in judo, very athletic, very smart. And she's in Richmond, Virginia right now in a hospital, like on the grounds or whatever. They moved her out, doing chemo. She shaved her hair and she sent a picture of that. So she's got the bald head. I mean, she looks fine. Actually, she had a blonde wig on. She's redheaded. Like she has like fire red hair. She had a blonde wig she got. So she thought that was pretty cool.
Fun with it. She could have purple hair, go to the costume store.
Very good spirits. But she does have a, I posted and I've been saying it and stressing it. I don't like using our platform that we've created to push like personal agendas and stuff. And I know, you know, Dave's had stuff for family and, and, I have this on there. And I don't want to just use our fans to, you know, for money, you know what I mean? That's not what this is about. But I felt it was warranted. I posted a thing on there with her GoFundMe that her friend, a good friend of hers, created. And if you want to go check it out, if you're able to, please donate. It helps her out. Our podcast gave her money mainly from you guys because you guys give us patron money. So the patrons actually donated and other patrons donated on there, which I want to say thank you to everybody who has donated. You guys have done a lot, and it's much appreciated. So, she sent us a card, it just says fuck cancer. It says, thank you for the generous donation, to support me during this tough time. Although the process sucks, I'm doing well. I am on my day 16 of treatment, which this was last week. So I think she's done a spinal tap and like all, like, it's like, she's gone to every day. She's getting chemo done, Monday through Thursday. So it's a four days in a row and then she gets time off and it's every week. So, but she's doing good. I talked to her the other day and she's positive. She's happy. She's feeling pretty decent. So we'll see after these 4 days of treatment and continuous treatment, how that goes. Which I know about chemo and we did that in the cancer episode.
Right.
It's bullshit, but it is what it is. What else are you going to do?
Right.
She says she's feeling more positive every day with the people like us supporting her. I feel incredibly ready to take on this task without having to worry about anything other than getting better. So she said much love from Renee. So again, if you go there, it's in the announcement section. And if you're able to donate, like I said, it's much appreciated.
We should share it on the public page too.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we should.
So, but yeah, and like I said, to those who have donated, I just want to say, I know I've posted on there, thank you, but it's a heartfelt thank you. And like I said, it's really, really appreciated.
Yeah.
Just and you anything. Guys have gone above. Yeah, you guys.
Give her a buck, like do, you know, just anything at all. Like fuck it, suspend your
patron. Yeah, some of you have gone.
The money there.
Yeah, instead. Some of you have gone above and beyond.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you guys are great. So.
Yeah.
And with the way you guys support each other, as far as, listeners go, you know, we've seen some cool, really, really cool things.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. So it's really cool.
Yep.
Anyway, on that note, if you're on, Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast and chime in there. I am Raised with Wolves. We have KidNugget606 and Sofa King Brent. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, go to Sofa King Podcast. Like I said, if you're not on the unofficial SK Ultra group, you can join it and unfollow it or whatever and just come in there in and out. So if you don't want to see all the bullshit some of the people post.
Answer the questions though.
Yeah. Answer the questions. We'll let you
answer the fucking questions.
Yeah,
every time I look in there, there's eight people who didn't answer the fucking
questions. Someone said your crotch was green or some shit. And I was like, don't next. Even, you're not even coming in, bro.
Sorry.
Well, if they said something about the crotch, then that's a giveaway. Nope. No? Oh, okay.
Brad punches penguins.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you okay with that, Brad?
I do punch penguins.
Yeah. That's not your primary punch.
Yeah. It's not your primary
punch. If there's
punch.
A flower, I'm going to kick it. You know what I mean? Like, sure. If it's growing, I'm kicking it. So, our personal Instagram at Raised with Wolves. We have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. Also, check out the Captainist _ SK Quotes, Sofa King Podcast Art Unofficial, Hilgenfeld, and Jimmy D's Tees, our sponsor. Twitter, I'm Raised with Wolves. Also, we have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. One
bullshit.
Did you get you try to hit the guy up?
This is unprofessional, Dave. I mean,
fucking bullshit.
You should have went with Kid Nugget or something.
I haven't hit him up.
You might as well change it to Kid Nugget 606.
Well, the problem is I never fucking use it because
I know, but still, I
hate it.
But still,
I went in to really give it my all and start tweeting.
Your assistant to the cocksucker.
Yeah, exactly.
That one. Go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast if you'd like to donate to the show to help us keep going. We sent out whiskey glasses and the decanters in a nice box that's burned and has a bunch of cool shit.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. To our patrons. And that's it. The end song is Bury a Friend by Billie Eilish. I don't know how else to say it. You'll have to find it.
That's the way.
That's the way? Mm-hmm. All right. Don't be a retard.
Billy.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your top would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?